Hi, I'm Jay.
And I'm Erin.
And you're listening to episode 21 of the Salty Mother Clutches podcast.
Let's just jump right into it.
This
fucking movie we watched last night. It's called I Bought a Vampire Motorcycle. It's from 1990. Don't look up the trailer. You can watch the trailer on YouTube. Don't look up the trailer. You can watch the whole fucking thing on YouTube.
Yeah, and it's one of those trailers that it basically spoils the entire movie in like this like 5 minute fucking trailer of explaining everything you're about to see.
Yeah, like... Okay, yeah. So, like, that's why I'm saying don't watch the trailer.
Yeah, don't anyway, watch it. Just watch.
We watched the trailer, and, like, it was a complete spoiler for the movie, but that movie was fucking foolish, hilarious.
Yeah. So, I should say that, like, we were, you know, when I say, like, we just make this shit up as we go along, we were initially, I think, doing research to do, like, a bigger episode on, like, movies and, like, motorcycles in general, something like that, pop culture, and then it just turned into horror movies.
Yeah,
and then we were like, oh, we gotta watch this. There's all these ones we've never heard of, so we just started watching them.
Yeah,
and that movie's fucking weird.
So wait, and I'm sure we're still gonna talk about like other like pop culture stuff like later,
but yeah, that'll be a different episode.
But specifically last night we watched this movie again. I bought a vampire motorcycle. So not the motorcycle of a vampire. This motorcycle itself is a vampire.
Yeah, this is not like, you know, fucking sexy vampires like Bill style riding motorcycles around Bonton. This is like, I bought a motorcycle that is a vampire.
What was the tagline? It's like, most motorcycles run on petrol. This one runs on blood. And, like, the gas tank is full of blood. Yeah. And okay.
And booby traps.
This thing could grow, like, crazy spikes out of, like, the forks and out of the tank. And was, like, literally stabbing people, sucking their blood into the tank. And then it drives itself away. There's nobody on it. Just driving around. And it's running people over. And a guy bought it, right? So, like, he tries to ride it. But sometimes the bike is like, I'm in control now, and just like runs people off the road and shit.
That was like a thing, I think, in the like 80s, I think. This is like 90, but like.
Yeah, 99.
When like cars and bikes could like drive themselves, and people are like, no fucking way. A bike, no. How would it even do that? That's fucking crazy.
Well, like, first of all, how is it balancing itself?
But now bikes balance themselves.
Oh.
And cars drive themselves.
Oh.
So that's fucking weird.
Should we have said, actually, like, huge spoiler alert, we're like, don't watch the trailer because it'll tell you everything.
And
then
you're listening to a trailer right now.
Oh, this is the trailer. But anyway, what is the bike? The bike's an old Norton.
Yes.
It looks like a fucking sweet bike.
Yeah.
It looks very cool. Buddy spent, like, what, $1,000 on it in 1990?
Yeah, it's like, no, 600 quid.
600 quid, is that what he said?
I'm pretty sure he kept saying 600, but...
666?
He didn't want quid? To tell the lady that he spent
1,000.
Spent a grand.
Like...
On a fucking vampire.
On a vampire! Bike. This thing was fucking so cool looking. And then it would like transform into this gnarliness that was just like... Bloodthirsty.
It's so good. That it just reminds me of like how... Awesome. That's how I like motorcycles to be portrayed in like horror movies. Like that's fucking sweet.
I love also that the owner was like a total fucking like nerd bomber
with a big
orange 3/4 helmet. Like this guy was like a total fucking loser, and he's like, I bought a sweet motorbike.
Yeah, I'm gonna tune this baby up and run some sweet laps around the track. Like, no, buddy, you're gonna die.
Oh, and it wouldn't start. Okay, I'm not gonna spoil that. Can't spoil that.
Okay, so priming us up for this movie, we watched our all-time favorite, I think all-time favorite rock and roll movie.
This is one of our all-time favorite movies. We've watched it probably at least once, if not twice a year, for the last more than 10 years.
Oh, God. 15, it's been like...
15 years we've been watching.
15 years, for sure.
Oh, no. That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, old vibes. Okay, yeah. So this movie, the ultimate, I would say if we had top three list of our favorite movies of all time, this movie sits on both of our top threes.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it is Wild Zero. This movie is a Japanese zombie movie starring Guitar Wolf, the band.
The one and only Guitar Wolf.
So the sound,
rock and roll legends.
The soundtrack fucking rules. Yep. We had the DVD, which is tucked away now because no one watches DVDs.
Yep.
But it has a built-in drinking game, which is right up our alley.
It's so good, so dangerous.
There are motorbikes. There's fire. There's cool haircuts. There's leather.
There's
rock aliens. And roll.
There's everything. This movie has everything.
And the zombies look so fucking good, especially when they have blue makeup. And they're slow zombies. There's a huge fucking love story part of it, which expresses love that love is has
rock and roll.
Love is rock and roll, and love has no boundaries.
No.
And we're at the point now that we just rewatch this movie without the subtitles. Yeah. We know what they're saying.
I don't know what happened to the subtitles. They were missing from the movie file that we have. Like I said, we have this on DVD. We can watch it, turn them on and off. We're watching without the subtitles because we know every fucking word in Japanese.
We know what they're saying because when you watch a movie 30 times, you know what the fuck is happening.
Yeah.
And you know what they're saying. And it's so fucking amazing.
Yeah, that movie's so fucking good. So, like, obviously, yeah, we're talking about a horror movie, zombies. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There are motorcycles in this.
Oh, so yeah.
I'm not sure what Ace rides in this movie. I'm not sure what Guitar Wolf is riding, but this motorcycle is a theme. It's a rock and roll theme in this movie.
So Ace has his own motorcycle, but then Ace picks up a different motorcycle later, right?
Yeah, he just finds it out on the road.
It's like sitting there on its kickstand.
Yeah, it's like a little scooter.
But it's not a scooter.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I thought it was a little motorbike.
No.
Anyway, I don't know what he rides. It's a cool little bike. It's tiny, tiny, tiny. And he's this like lanky dude.
Yeah.
And his legs are like spread right out into the world. And he's riding this thing. And he's just vibing, man.
Yeah.
He is vibing.
This guy is like he's not anti-cool. He's trying to be cool. But this, in trying to be cool and just like missing so far, like it's kind of charming.
Oh, Ace is so cute.
Ace is nice.
Yeah, he's just a feel good fucking character. He does the right things. And then Guitar Wolf.
Like, I don't even like sport bikes, but like, if you're going to be fucking like Seiji Guitar Wolf on a fire shooting crotch rocket.
Yeah, you didn't mention that yet.
Okay, that's okay. You win.
There's flames.
Yeah,
there's flames, there's people.
Flames galore.
I don't even know what that fucking bike could be, other than it's like very customized. It's very plasticky.
It's very Halloweened up too. It's like got lots of weird fucking shit on it.
So if you want to see,
but it shoots fire.
Like, you got to think, like, if you've watched any, like, I don't know, Japanese horror, or like, if you've watched Japanese horror. That is some seriously gory, gory, bloody, over-the-top shit. So shit is just like you mentioned, there's even fucking aliens. This is zombies, aliens, motorbikes, fire, cute.
Everything.
Love connections. Rock and roll.
Ugh.
I will not spoil that anymore. If you're not watching.
Love beams.
Love beams, man. You have to watch this. The captain character has the fucking best mushroom cuts, and sometimes they're black, sometimes they're red. It's great.
So this is just turning into like our movie recommendations. But I think that ends that. I mean, that's Wild Zero special. Like, if you have not seen Wild Zero, go see it.
And that movie's from what, 2000?
99, 2000, around there.
Okay, so that probably gives another vibe for what you're getting into, but it's like very well done. It is so well done.
Oh, and it still holds true today. It's so fucking good.
I love the fucking color of that movie. I love everything about that movie. Okay, so I put this on my list because there's another one that I really want to watch. Because allegedly, it's the first horror motorcycle film ever made. It's called Werewolves on Wheels, 1971. You think you watched it or we watched it?
I think we watched it, and I think we have it.
And I did watch the trailer for it, and I do absolutely want to watch it. I think the trailer and the full thing is on YouTube. And it's like, if you want to watch fucking, quote unquote, badass motorcycle gang with an element of Satan.
Yeah.
And
there's always, in those movies, there's always a little element of Satanism.
Satanism, culty vibes, and werewolves riding fucking choppers.
Yeah.
I think this is your Halloween movie. And it's the first, allegedly.
Allegedly. So we'll have to do a little recap on that for sure. But of that era, like, there's, you know, there's the Wild Angels, there's the She-Devil on Wheels.
Right.
Like, there's a ton of great movies. But, like, when we want to stick to, like, the horror vibe specifically, because, you know, we can go on forever about, like, old 60s biker movies. And yeah. We probably should on another episode.
Yeah, we should do that. Yeah, so let's stay on horror for now. Because we also have another, like, top movie that we really like that's cheesy as fuck. We're not going there.
Okay.
The other hilarious trailer I watched, which I'm sorry, I'm going to put us through this movie. It's called Psychomania. Mm-hmm. It's 1973. So maybe it's the second.
There's horror. There's also Motor Psycho. That's another one.
Oh, yeah, right. Anyway, so here's two amazing features in the trailer. Probably don't watch the trailer because it probably gives up all the good shit. Same, right? Don't watch the trailer. Mm-hmm. Okay, so number one, these people are like, I love to see like a pack riding like ultra, ultra tight. Like they're like ripping through the twisties.
It just doesn't happen like it happens in the movies.
And they're riding super tight. And it's 1973, so they're on cool looking bikes. And also, there's at least a woman in the pack. So, like, I don't know if it's, like, totally, like, a mixed group of people rules. Mm-hmm. But the other fucking awesome thing is they're all wearing matching helmets that have these, like, flip-down like visors.
The ghosty ones.
And it looks like a skull and crossbones.
Kind of.
Oh, my God. It is so... It's
we kinda,
amazing. I love it.
We kind of disagree on this. It's really, like...
It's cheesy.
It's kind of like Casper the Ghost, like, not cool.
It's so fucking goofy. It's so goofy. But it looks fucking so good. And it's so 1970s. And it's so fun.
It's probably the equivalent of the people that are riding around now with, like, the skull bandanas that make it look like your face is a skull.
Yeah, but...
You know, guilty.
Yeah, guilty. Same. But, like, everyone in the pack has the same helmet thing, and it's so fucking good. And part two of that, the other thing that fucking rules about that movie, when I watched the trailer, like, the main character dude, this is a conversation he has with his mother.
You really did your research.
How did...
See, I told you, like, I'm not prepared. I don't... Yes, we know what we're talking about. Oh, apparently one of us does.
Okay, listen, like, main character dude. How do the dead come back, mother? Mother says, when you die, you must believe you will come back.
Easy. Easy.
Like, it's that easy? Is it that easy,
yeah,
mother?
I think I remember that part, because then the lady's like, yeah, man, that's really cool. Let's just go drive off the bridge. And the guy's like, I'm doing it. Let's go drive off the bridge.
So, woo! Spoiler alert, buddy drives off the bridge.
Spoiler alert, they die. And do they come back? I don't know.
Do you know? Are we going to watch it? Are we going to find out?
Did they envision themselves coming back?
Also.
Did they do that right?
And I got to say this, if there's going to be like a loose third thing that was just like, oh, okay, this movie has to be watched. In the trailer also, like, the lady rider, she's riding, like, right close to, I assume that they're, like, partners or something. Like, the main dude and this chick. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so they're riding right tight together.
It's biker culture, baby.
Well, she's on her own bike.
No one belongs to anybody.
She's on her own bike. She's not on the back. And that's the 70s. So that's pretty fucking special.
She-devil.
Anyway, so they're riding next to this fucking truck. not like a transfer truck or anything, but like a fucking big truck. And she,
yeah, it's like a almost like a bigger than a cube van.
Yeah.
But that's,
and she's riding up so close next to it. She takes out her pocket knife and stabs it in the tire and it flips off the road.
So good.
Like, if you're not going to watch that movie for that scene alone, I don't know what's wrong with you. She, just process this for a second. You're on your bike. You get super close to a truck. You lean down.
And the guy's like, hey, why are you touching my truck?
And you
don't do that, lady.
And you take your tiny knife, like a steak knife, and touch it on the tire. And then the truck rolls into the ditch. It's so dumb.
They just had really good ideas back then. You know, that's the way it should be done.
I mean, I love older horror movies because the special effects were not the same, right? Like, you know, you saw someone get stabbed in the eyeball, but like obviously they were stabbing an egg. Or like, you know, like someone cuts someone's head off, but they're actually cutting the head off a puppet. So it's... Yeah,
but in this case, like, that shot cost them a fucking truck. In talking about like this horror stuff and motorcycles, you can't help but think like how many times motorcycles pop up in the like zombie apocalypse or whatever. And like probably the most famous one is going to be like the Walking Dead bullshit.
Yeah,
which we're Norman
Reedus dude who does ride.
Yeah, yeah, and that's fine. People that actually ride is just good.
And arguably, he's the only cool thing in the show.
Yeah, that character and. Does he have a crossbow or something? Does he got like some like sweet weapon?
Something very, and, very analog.
Yeah. And like the bike is like, yeah, fuck, cool, man. If I were in the apocalypse, I would steal the coolest bike I could come across.
And also this relates right back to Wild Zero too.
Yep. Like, same sort of situation.
You know, just that no one else knows about that movie.
Yeah. So like that's probably the most famous. And, you know, it's like, oh, is this really a practical thing to have in the apocalypse? Maybe, you know, has its advantages. A Harley's very loud.
Yeah.
Like, you're pretty unprotected.
You might want to go for a shadow.
And I don't know if, like, you're in the apocalypse. Like, I might be looking up, Honda Shadow or something that's not going to break down and, like, leave an oil trail wherever you go.
So, okay, like, let's just, like, talk about, is it practical? So, like, in one way, like... A motorcycle is going to use very little gas. And if it's an apocalypse, like, that's probably pretty limited. So you're...
Like, yeah, but if you're driving, like, a Sportster chopper, like, dude, you have, like, 100 miles. And you need to, like, siphon some more shit. You need
to gas up. Well, like, I mean,
you're all fucked.
You'd probably be strapping some on the bike. But I don't even know. What is he even riding in The Walking Dead? Is it straight up Sportster or something?
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
I don't know. And obviously, we don't like that show, so...
Yeah, here's the thing. If you think we actually watch The Walking Dead, no, we would...
Like, okay, the other thing is, like, on a motorcycle, you are, you know, you're pretty agile, and you can go pretty fast. You can push yourself to go down paths and off-roads and stuff, depending on your bike.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if you want to do that when there's zombies everywhere.
But again, I just think, like, they'd be so fucking loud. Yeah. Everyone would see you, you know, loud pipe saves lives. Not in the zombie apocalypse, it don't. Y'all dead.
But I mean, like, with our luck, our bikes are more reliable than our car usually. And like,
yeah,
you know, like that's what we'd be doing. I don't know. Like,
and like, they always come across these like, you know, the interstate highways. And it's always like, oh, we came across the highway and there's like 600 car pileups. It's like, we can't get our little van through there. I was like, yeah, you got a little bike. You zip around that thing, no problem.
Zombieland, there's like a bike just on the interstate or whatever. Do you remember that scene?
Yeah, and he kicks it over.
Yeah.
Like, not like kicks the engine over, but like just kicks it over.
Kicks the bike over onto the ground.
Yeah.
But like, who left that there? Where'd you go?
That reminds me though, because that movie has one of the funniest zombie motorcycle instances.
What?
And like, it's just so fucking good because it's when they're leaving the mansion
Yeah.
And the chicks are gone off with their shit. And was it Jesse Eisenberg?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's like, all right, well, fuck this. I'm jumping on this Harley that apparently would have belonged to Bill Murray.
Yeah. Big beefy old bike, probably a Harley Davidson.
Big old bike. He's like, I'm going to go tackle the zombie apocalypse and like find my girls and do my own thing. Jumps on a bike. It's like, well, most people that get on bikes in these types of movies don't know how to ride bikes. And that's kind of weird. So then he drives directly into the bushes and is like, does he walk after that? I don't know what he does.
I don't know what he does either, but he totally crashes this thing because he's like, I'm going to go be the hero and I got this motorcycle.
Yeah, it was such a heroic moment and just have it see it like fall on his face. Like, that's what actually would happen. You'd find the motorcycle and it just, you know, it wouldn't start. And you'd be like, oh, I don't have any sea foam. It's the fucking apocalypse. You know, I can't wait 3 weeks for like a fucking car part to come in.
But hey, let's flip that back around. It's a good skill to have during the apocalypse. If the only fucking vehicle standing in front of you is a motorcycle, you might want to know how to ride one.
Yeah, you should probably learn how to ride a motorcycle and a manual transmission car.
Yeah.
Or truck.
Fucking right.
Something. Because you can steal those. Because that's the only thing going to be left behind at this point.
Yeah. Because no one else, people open there are like, oh, stick shift, can't do it.
zombies, oh no, oh, stick shift, I guess I'm dead.
And then they're dead.
Done.
Oh, poor babies.
So, I'm just going to keep on going.
You're so fucking hyper.
Okay. More zombie alien apocalypse. Fucking hilarious motorcycle scene. I don't even have to say a whole lot about it, except that it's fucking funny. Planet Terror.
Oh.
The pocket bike.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forget the character's name.
I forget.
El Rey.
You said that I did my research.
I didn't do research. I'm just winging this.
This is just a part of our life. We don't need to research it. Okay, yeah, give her.
Okay, so... You know, Planet Terror, Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Part of his Grindhouse with Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
Double movie feature, whatever.
And Death Proof is my favorite of the bunch, but I have a little sweet spot for, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, again, zombie apocalypse. The cool thing to do is find a fucking motorcycle and you fucking go.
Yep.
And this guy's got a, like, little tiny kid's, like, mini bike. And fucking rides the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Like, dude, do what you gotta do.
Oh, so this guy's like ripping the shit out of this like pocket bike and like blasting out wheelies. And that whole movie is literally fire.
It's nighttime.
It's nighttime.
It's fire. It's gooey.
It's goo.
Zombie faces.
It's goo and it's testicles in a bottle.
Yeah, it's got balls.
Ew.
We got balls.
I totally forgot about that connection. Like 100%.
Well, I was just trying to think of like, you know, motorcycles in horror movies. And like, again, we'll do another episode on like, you know, the all-time best motorcycle scenes in movies and shit. Because I have a lot in my brain that like I'm trying not to say. Because they're not necessarily horror movies.
Like, in that movie though, doesn't Rose McGowan, Cherry, whatever her name is, Cherry something.
Yeah, whatever.
Doesn't she end up like backwards, like sitting backwards on the motorcycle and shooting her fucking gun leg at everybody?
Yeah, she's on motorcycle or car or truck. I forget.
I thought it was motorcycle. And it's the same dude riding and like she's just like shooting everybody up with this giant fucking like crazy gun for a leg.
Yeah, that's wild, man. It's
very wild.
It's wild.
Zero. What else you got? What else you got up in that brain?
I guess the other one related to that, because it was a trailer feature in that Grindhouse movie.
Yes.
Machete.
Yeah. And people who didn't see that in theater don't know about those trailers, right? Well, they would find out if they were obsessed. But we saw the double feature in the movie, so we got to see these like very weird trailers
for movies. Rob Zombie had one, the Nazi werewolves
girls.
Something like that.
And like, yeah. So anyway, yeah. Machete.
So,
Our buddy,
Danny Trejo.
Yep.
Feature length.
Your buddy too, everybody.
Yeah. Trailer turned into a feature length of just like fucking revenge killing. It's so fucking good.
Oh, it's so good.
And then ends up with, I don't even know how he gets this. I haven't seen the movie in a long time.
We should watch it. Let's put it on the Halloween list.
But like, has, you know, a, like a machine gun thingy. Mm. Very similar to Rose McGowan's foot gun.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Leg gun.
Yeah.
And like just, you know, clicks it into place on top of his bike.
Is that a Rodriguez movie too?
I believe it has to be.
Yeah,
it's got Danny Trejo in it.
Right.
They're like cousins?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, because I think Danny Trejo's like first appearance was like in one of, what's the fucking vampire one?
Oh.
Yeah, it's got Tom Savini. Sex Machine.
Oh.
It got turned into a TV show, a series.
Yeah.
We watched it.
Vampires.
Yeah. Oh, even Quentin Tarantino made a cameo in the movie, I think.
Vampires. From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yes.
Oh, right. God, okay. That was her.
Yeah. So, that one, but irrelevant. Motorcycle, machine gun, Danny Trejo. That's probably just a Harley, but like it's got a fucking machine gun and it does some pretty badass shit. I couldn't think of many other horror specific ones. I know I'm forgetting things. Like, you know, there was probably one in like Dawn of the Dead. Like, I don't fucking remember.
I don't remember either. And I only did so much research for today, so I ran out.
Well, I guess we're done. So you know what fucking sucks?
What fucking sucks?
Sons of Anarchy.
SOA.
SOA, man.
Oh.
Like Sam Crow.
Okay, like, let's be real here. We started re-watching that for comedy value. And
this show ended, like, how long ago?
10 years ago. Like, we hated every minute of it, but we decided we were going to watch it, so we watched it. And then just for fun, recently, we can't find a show and, you know, Love Island won't finish. And so anyway, we were just like looking up like stupid shows we've already seen in the past, like True Blood and Sons of Anarchy, which are notably, you know.
It's brutal.
They're terrible. So anyway, Sons of Anarchy. What are your thoughts on that now?
Like, I remember when we first started riding, like we watched as many motorcycle anything as we possibly could.
Whether we liked them or not.
Like I mentioned, like I was like, motorcycle in movies. Give me a Wikipedia list. Watch everything. And like that's how we got into Hellride. Because like Hellride's terrible. But it's so fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, all right, we'll watch this show about motorcycles. And it turned out just to be like a drama around motorcycles. It was just brutal.
Yeah.
It was cheesy. It was dumb. We watched the whole fucking thing.
Oh, and also, they kind of rarely rode motorcycles.
Yeah. And when they did, it was always fucking weird.
And they always made fun of Bobby Elvis, who had the coolest bike.
By far the coolest bike.
But it kept breaking down. And they made fun of Bobby Elvis all the time. Because, like, that show was just like, no.
Like, it's just such, like, a, I don't know. I feel like anyone listening to this podcast is like, you already know.
Do they, though?
Ugh.
Or who knows who listens? Who listens to this podcast? Who are you? Are you, like, 20? And, like, that's, like, vintage TV. So, like, it's very cool. Vintage motorcycles. Vintage. Or are you a fucking almost 40-something and you did watch that and you got your license at the time? And so it has a weird little soft spot in your heart, like, even nostalgic. Though you know better. You know better.
Like, I can't wait to go put on my hoodie and waddle over to my Dyna and fucking peel out of somewhere for no fucking reason. Like, I don't know. Like, what's with, like, Jax Teller and that fucking waddle? That's
Jax. I said it back then, and I'll still say it now. Don't understand the attraction. Like, okay, yeah, maybe he's, like, a good-looking dude. But when you act like that, not very attractive. No. When you walk like that, very attractive. The walk
just gets me.
Oh, not very attractive.
You know, the way you walk is the way you walk. But
that's not how he walks. That's his made up walk.
Yeah. So like I remember like very shortly after that, like we would see like All right. Yeah, we know, like, Sons of Anarchy is not real, not a real club. But they're trying to, like, mimic, like, other MCs, like, actual MCs.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, some people are cool with it, some people are not cool with it. But, like, then there are people that buy the merch and, like, ride around on their fucking, like, douched-up Honda Shadows with, like, you know, their wrapped pipes wearing, like, a SOA fucking hoodie. It's like, are you trying to trick the public into thinking you're in a club? Or are you really, like, a fan of the fucking Golden Girls?
I mean, come on. I think most people that wore a Sons of Anarchy shirt or hoodie did not ride a motorcycle. They don't ride motorcycles.
Okay, well, that I'm talking about, I've seen people on motorcycles, Honda Shadows with wrapped pipes, beanie helmet,
Honda Shadows
with, like, you know, t-shirt, black gloves, sunglasses, Sons of Anarchy t-shirt, and like Sons of Anarchy like t-shirt or hoodie, and it's just like,
you know what,
you're acting like tough as fuck, but like, do you know?
You know that I have seen Sons of Anarchy t-shirts and hoodies for sale at Price Mart in Charlottetown. Price Mart.
Yeah.
People. That's basically like a really good dollar store.
Yeah.
It's not a dollar. It's better, but it's not even the Walmart.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, like, what do these people think that they're doing? What are they trying to project?
I think they're just trying to project that they are fucking badass. And usually if you make that effort, you're not badass.
Or they're just really, really big fans of a TV show.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, I don't know. What if we went around with, like, a huge, like, three-piece back patch that was, like, RuPaul's Drag Race MC?
Well, here we'd probably be safe to do that. But if we were to go into a real city, I don't know how that will go. Here, people will be like, yeah, cool, RuPaul, sweet.
Hey, it's not a cut. It's just on a hoodie.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't fucking know. You're
like,
right.
I like to see, right. Like, I like to see the SOA fan club against the RuPaul fan club and see what the fuck happens there. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Salty Mother Clutchers. If you'd like to get in contact with us, or if you might have an idea of what fucking sucks, hit us up on Instagram at Salty Mother Clutchers, or on Twitter at Mother Clutchers.
You fucking nailed it on your first try.
Yeah, it's probably not my turn. I'm going to sit like this, I think.
Dear Cash.
Yeah, I'm just going to sit like this.
You're just going to sit like that?
Yeah. I have like a frog in my throat.
Wait!
We're off to a real good start.
Oh shit, that was good though.
Oh yeah, we're drinking devil beer. Scary.
And maybe the apocalypse. We'll find out. We know exactly what we're going to say.
No, I don't. I don't. D. Snyder.
Oh. I thought you were going to say it with
no.
Me. I thought you were going to.
Wild Zero.
That's no. So lame. Okay, that's don't do dumb. That.
Ah, oh my God. Boomerang.
No. What is Mad Max even?
Mad Max.
Sci-fi?
It's apocalypse, I guess, technically.
Basically like Conan riding on a motorcycle that's shooting huge, like, torpedoes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. You are sassy today.
Mm-hmm.